And welcome into the Did You Know Show here on this Friday, March 24th. Trevor Grady joined by Cody Felicia once again on this Friday.
Hey, yo.
Good to have you here once again, Cody.
Happy to be here.
Good to have you kick it off today.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So I found this one. In space, it is completely silent. There is no atmosphere in space, which means that sound has no medium or way to travel to be heard.
Can you imagine what that would be like?
No, because I live for music and noise.
It's true.
We wouldn't be able to be heard in space, Trevor. We're heard all over the world, but we can't be heard in space because it doesn't travel.
That's crazy.
I would go crazy.
I would go insane.
I would go insane. Must have the noise.
For sure. That's a good one. That's crazy.
Thank you.
All right. So did you know that pearls are the only gems created by an animal?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So obviously oysters are best known for being either a good dish to eat or having pearls
yes,
inside.
Yes, love
of them.
Oysters.
Yes. So pearls are the only gemstone created by a living creature. And oysters aren't the sole producer of these underwater jewels. All other mollusks. I can't even say that word.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, but they can technically make pearls. It's not just oysters that can do it. The special spheres are formed thanks to an oyster's natural defense against lodged pieces of food or parasites, which trigger the animal to surround the irritant in layers of aragonite and conchylin. I'm probably saying those words wrong. But the same substances that make up shells. And so those layers create a material called nacre, better known as the mother of pearl, which has the smooth opalescent sheen from which pearls are beloved. So basically all of those mollusks, there you go, got it, can make those pearls. But because oysters have those different substances, it allows them to protect the pearl enough to have it be.
So a pearl is like represents strength
and
protecting yourself.
That's a good point. That's a good way to look at it.
I need to make my boyfriend buy me a bunch of those
there
and just
go.
Have him just, but I don't want to stress them out though, just so I can get some pearls. Yeah. That's terrible.
That's
so,
funny.
Okay, we'll leave them in the ocean where they belong. I like that one. That was a good one. Yes. I need to get me some mollusk.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have one more for us?
I do have one more. This one's kind of for us since we work in radio. So, radio waves are a type of energy that travels actually in waves.
Okay.
And just like sound waves, radio waves travel through the air and can be sent from one place to another. But unlike sound waves, radio waves can travel even faster. Radio waves travel at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. That means that radio waves can travel around the world in just a fraction of the second.
Wow.
That's crazy. Our voices are faster than the sound waves, Trevor.
Yes, they are. That
like
is
awesome. Sonic the Hedgehog fast.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like wrap your mind around how like radio like works.
It all worked. And I think I read earlier like the first voice casting over a radio was back in like 1822 something like that. And like it's just like, how did you sit there and come up with that then in that time?
Yeah, it's impressive.
You had to have been a genius, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You had to have been.
Yeah.
I'm not. So thankfully that guy in 1822, he created our jobs for us.
Yes, he did.
I don't know his name.
We're
I'm
thankful.
So sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get that name down the line for sure. But that is awesome stuff. All right. Well, that'll do it for the Did You Know Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week, Monday through Friday, 2:45 p.m. on the Did You Know Show. Have an awesome weekend.